News from Oroville, Tuesday, August 11th, 2009. The weather forecast shows overcast skies for the early part of the week, but a good chance of rainfall from Wednesday through the weekend, including thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. Temperatures range between 28 and 33 degrees, with south to southwesterly winds 18 to 25 kilometers per hour. Here's Christoph talking about the coming film festival and his role as a filmmaker.
This year, in 2009, from September 23rd until September 27th, there will take place the first Oroville Film Festival. There will be three categories in this festival. The first category is films made about Oroville. So this is meant mainly for foreign film teams who come here and make a documentary on Oroville. The second category is films made by Orovillians, newcomers and long-term guests about Oroville or the bioregion. And the third category is films made by students of Oroville, because in the last 2 months and still going on, there have been a lot of film workshops happening with different Oroville schools, and the results of these workshops will also be shown in this festival.
Sounds very interesting. Into which category does your film, the one that you're working on, fall?
Actually, I did several. So first, I started to do to participate in a workshop myself. There was a French director in Oroville. His name was Sagnai. He was giving 3 film workshops, always 10 days. So I participated in this. So my result movie of this will be shown in the festival. The exercise was to do a one-shot movie, which means you press record. You record what you want to record, and you stop recording, and you shouldn't edit in between. So it's a one-shot movie. Yeah, also I worked upon what Sagnai was teaching in the film workshop, meaning that he taught us that we should be aware that as soon as you capture something, you record something, you create an object, and this object is different from reality. This is what you should be aware of when you do filming and also photographing something. As soon as you frame something, as you record it, you create an object that is different from reality. And then just recently I went north together with 4 other friends, all from Oroville, to see the solar eclipse taking place on June 22nd. And yeah, we traveled north and had a lot of adventures. So I was filming during this journey, documented it and edited it and published it in 9 episodes on my own website. And now I put all these 9 episodes together on one DVD.
Thank you so much, Christoph.
Thank you, Malinka.
In recognition of Sri Aurobindo's birthday on August 15th, a dawn fire will be lighted at the amphitheater of Matra Mandir. The fire will be lighted at 5:15 a.m. There will be a collective meditation and a recording of the mother's voice reading a text from The Mother by Sri Aurobindo. August 15th is also significant as Independence Day, celebrated by Indians everywhere, the anniversary of India's independence. In the local village of Alankupam, children from several villages who have been working weekends at Mohanam and Marutam cultural centers will give a show of the traditional songs and dances they've been learning for the last year. These children attend school during the week, learning academic subjects. Their weekend attendance at these 2 cultural centers are for the joy of it, plus serving as perhaps a preparation for future integration into the mixed cultures of Oroville. All are welcome to attend. Thursday, 6:30 p.m., Alankupam Public Playground. And a short quote from George Bernard Shaw. You see things, and you say, why? But I dream things, and I say, why not? The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroville radio.org. And thanks for listening.